Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that you guys are doing well, and thank you so much for joining us with another edition of Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I tell you, I'm very excited to be here with you guys today, and I'm still praying for all of our community, everyone out there. This COVID thing is really has all of us in a tough spot right now. You know, we've lost over 400,000 people to this ugly deadly virus. We're trying to get the vaccines out as much as we can. I know we had some technical difficulties, not only in Georgia, but over in Alabama with people trying to get signed up and, you know, taking a while and the system's going down and things of that nature. But hopefully we'll get some additional help from the federal government to get that done. Those of you this week, of course, you could not have missed history made here in the United States of America as the first female was elected to a higher office within the executive branch. Former U.S. Senator from California and attorney Kamala Harris was elected as Vice President of the United States of America and sworn in this past week along with our new president, Joe Biden. And I'm looking forward to amazing things from her from that perspective. And she's also the first person of color and the first woman to hold the VP position. So you have a lot of firsts going on with her victory there and her official swearing in. And things are off to a great start. And you know, as a people, we at this point, we just want our country to heal. We want everybody to come together and realize that, you know, we can't keep our eye on real enemies if we're constantly fighting each other within our own country. Those of you who had an opportunity to watch the inaugural events, especially that night when they had a lot of bands from all over the country playing music, I think one of my favorite performances from that night was the country singers that were singing in Nashville and a song that they wrote just for this occasion, when they're asking Americans to come together regardless of your race, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your gender. We do all need to come together and support each other. And again, I want to say thank you to all of our workers in the healthcare field, all of our doctors, all of our nurses, all of our medical techs, all of our assistants, all of our CNAs. All the people that work in the hospital that changes your bed and keeps your room clean, the janitorial staff, the maintenance people that keep our relatives in the hospital comfortable, all of them are putting their lives in harm's way working within that building, you know, with the coronavirus itself. And so I just want to thank all of our medical professionals that are working every day to keep America healthy and fighting all you can to save every single life that you can. It's a tough job. It's a tough job, and I know you get tired. You guys have been wide open now for almost a year that we've been dealing with this coronavirus, and sometimes it seems like no break is in sight. But one thing for us to remember and something for us to cherish and something for us to be proud of is the fact that you are loved by so many, and we are all Americans. And when we as Americans are challenged with anything, we rise to the challenge because we know that what we're doing is no longer about us as individual. It's about the greater good. It's about our country. It's about our local communities. It's about our future. It's about our children. And I'm speaking of children, I also want to just say thank you to our amazing educators. I hope you guys had a great Christmas break as well. I know we're back into the swing of the academic year, and things have been just as challenging for you guys. And I just want you to know that we're praying for you. We are thinking about you. You are on our minds. Education is so important, and you're finding a way to do it safely for our children to make sure that they continue to advance academically, even during challenge times. And that is just so phenomenal. What you're doing and how you're doing it and the creativity that you're implementing and the work that you're doing to make this to get us through these tough times. So again, we just want to say thank you so much for everything that you're doing to do that and to take care of our children. Today I have a very interesting show for us with Sunday Conversation for Teddy Reese. You know, oftentimes when I'm throughout the city, I'm talking to people and we're talking about a lot of the things that are happening here in our great city. And people will say to me, well, I didn't know anything about that, or I didn't know about this and I didn't know about that. Well, I think today's show may be one of these opportunities where probably the majority of the folks listening today will not have heard of this, nor would they be aware of it. But I'm certainly also excited about presenting this information and giving you the knowledge of it and talking with some amazing folks that are working with it. So without delay and jumping right into the conversation, I'm excited that a good friend of mine made time to be with us today to have this conversation. Mr. Ben McMahon is with us today, and we are here to talk about Startup Columbus. Ben, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
Ben, I am so excited that you're here, and I'm ready to get this conversation started because I know you're going to share a lot of great information with us. So we're talking about Startup Columbus, and of course I know what it is, but if you met a stranger on the street and they say, what is Startup Columbus? Answer that question for me as if you're speaking to a stranger. So Ben, what is Startup Columbus?
Absolutely. So Startup Columbus, we are an organization that focused on helping people start a business. If you look at our mission statement, it says we're an organization focused on cultivating a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem, which that's kind of the big picture. But when you get down to it, we're really trying to help individuals achieve their goals, grow their business, start a business, whether that is a local business or you want to scale and be a large national or international business. We have the resources and the opportunities to help support you, get you to those goals.
Okay, so this is kind of like a greenhouse, if you will, for businesses. You know how you can put plants inside of greenhouses regardless of the environment, and they'll just grow and they'll flourish because of the effect of the building itself. So you're there to help businesses, even those that may currently have an operational business, improve their function. Look at the way they operate, provide additional resources. Now, what does that look like? What does that interaction look like? Is it over the phone? Is it like watching a lot of videos? Can someone come to a particular facility and engage? Tell us what that operation looks like.
Absolutely. And I love the metaphor you made of a greenhouse. We, in the entrepreneurial world, there's this piece called a business incubator. So kind of in the same comparison you make, an incubator is a place that you place eggs and help them grow and hatch. A business incubator is a place that people that are wanting to start a business can come, and we provide the resources and the nestling, if you will, to really help grow your business and get it started and launched. So specifically the way we do that, the first piece, and we've had, as with any business and any entity in any organization, we've had to pivot with COVID. It's just something that really has taken the world by its horns and shaken us up. And so we have to pivot and we have to kind of create new ways to do anything. So typically the first interaction you would have with Startup Columbus is either a phone call or an email, just to kind of figure out where you're at. Post-COVID, it may be you're coming into our physical space and we're having a meeting and a tour of the space. So right now, you'll just get on a phone call or an email with myself, probably. And we'll talk about where you're at. When you're starting a business, there's so many different stages, and there's so many different types of industries. So it's not a one-size-fits-all piece, if you will. We really want to figure out where you're at and then kind of connect you with those resources that we have to get to where you want to get, to where you want to be, excuse me. So some of the offerings we have that I'll tell you about, one is we have a 9-week curriculum that really helps walk people through, I have an idea, how do I get a business plan? If somebody doesn't want to make that much of a commitment, we also have just consultation services where we will connect you with either someone with Startup Columbus or some mentors that are third-party mentors that we work with that can really facilitate and guide you through some of the next steps of your business. We have those mentors and business experts that are local in our community, but help support us in our work. We have a list of resources that are community service, such as accounting or marketing or legal services that are really focused specifically on new startup businesses. If you go on Google right now and type in accounting service for my business, you're going to get the biggest companies that there are that are able to pay the most advertisement dollars show up on your Google search. But that's not always the best thing for small startup businesses. You really want to get connected with somebody that's going to help you where you're at. So we have the ability to do that. We have an incubator, like I was talking about, is actually physical space. We have about 4,000 square feet of office space. We have a sound booth, a conference room, an event space in there. And with that event space, we actually have entrepreneurial events. Now, those events look a lot different in this time frame that we're in of COVID. We haven't had any in-person events in a while. However, we are hosting virtual events on there, virtual workshops. This morning, we had a virtual roundtable for the entrepreneurs and the people that are in our incubator cohort. So while there are not physical events going on right now, we do we have pivoted and created these other virtual events to help support startups where they're at.
Wow. Okay. So that's some good information, Ben. All right. So let's say, you know, post COVID, because this thing is going to come to an end at some point. Where is this facility located? And, you know, not for folks to come down there right now, but just, you know, in case someone is listening and certainly want to try to engage in services. And if they're anything like me, you know, I'm a kinesthetic learner, Ben. I have to be able to touch things and see things and watch presentations and look at the presenter, write things down on the board and things of that nature. It sticks with me better that way. So where are you guys located?
Absolutely. And I would say I'm probably the same way. I like to touch things, feel things, read things, communicate one-on-one, look at somebody in their eyes, and really get a feel for a subject. So I understand completely what you mean there. But our location, we are on the corner of 12th Street and Front Avenue. The Frank Brown Hall building, we are actually in the bottom level of that. We have a partnership with Columbus State University, and we are incredibly grateful for that partnership. They've provided a space down there that we've renovated, and that physical space actually opened up in November of last year. So while
is that over by the nursing building?
It is under it, yes, sir.
Right up under the nursing building. Okay.
The only access to the space is on Front Avenue.
Okay.
So while we are under the nursing building in the Frank Brown Hall, we are our own separate location.
And just to make sure that I'm clear, when you walk out your front door, what you see is the parking deck right there on Bay Avenue.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. All right. Just to make sure we're giving a good point of reference as far as the location. Ben, you know, I talk to a lot of people that have great ideas about things they want to start and businesses they want to start. And they have some type of idea how they want to do it. Then I talk to people that just have a magnificent concept and don't know what to do with it. How I hate to use the word amateurish, but I guess is there a basic level of knowledge required by an individual to utilize this service? Or can you work with someone that's never touched a business, owned a business, thought about a business, looked at a business a day in their lives?
Absolutely. So I will talk to anybody that is interested in talking to me about starting a business, no matter what level you're at. We have lots of different offerings depending on what level you are at. The first offering that we have is Co-Starters Program. I alluded to it a little earlier, the 9-week program. It is a program that is really created to those people that have an incredible idea or just an idea that they don't know if it will work. And maybe they don't have the knowledge of how to start a business, what business acumen is. And it was actually written by a group of artists, or the curriculum was created by a group of artists I wanted to figure out how do I turn my art into a business, and it was written at a grade school level. What they realized when they were creating this curriculum is most people that are creating these incredible businesses are not people that have a an MBA or a business in, or a degree in business administration. They're people that have a specialization that just need to learn how to create a business plan, how to figure out who their customers are, how do we market to them, how do I find my break-even point in the bottom dollar. So that is an offering that really is accessible to anybody, that we really are excited about having an offering to the community. Beyond that, the incubator phase and some of the pieces that we have beyond that, you may need to be a little more advanced, but if you go through the co-service program, you will be more than ready for that next stage of the incubator program. And all of these have applications, and the applications are really for us to be able to see who can fit into what cohort. But you just apply for it, and we select you and kind of help consult you on where is going to be the best steps for you.
Wow. Wow. That is great. You know, Ben, I'm a member of the Leadership Georgia class of 2015. And during our rotation in Atlanta, we went to this facility that's housed on the campus of Georgia Tech. But you had all your major companies in there, Georgia Power, Coca-Cola, I mean, Norfolk Southern, all the major companies in Atlanta. And then they had startup companies. And that was my first time really seeing like a 3D printer in process, you know, without looking at it on video or on TV, actually watching them print parts and items that were needed that are no longer mass produced, but you only need one, so you can use this printer to like print it up real quick, and voila, it's working for the machinery that you were working with, or whatever it may have been that had the piece that was busted. And so those businesses were in there, and they were having the opportunity to interact and engage with these big corporate leaders that was also sharing ideas and resources with the smaller startups that were trying to, you know, get their product or get their business off the ground or understand the concept of business. In comparison to that, I know you focus more on the business aspect of things, but once you get past the actual foundation of the business, and let's say this business is for selling like a product that needs to be produced, are there resources to help with that?
Yeah, absolutely, there are. One of the things about Startup Columbus, we are fairly new ourselves. We looked at Columbus as a whole, and we wanted to say, where are our points that we can really do better at? And supporting entrepreneurs was one that we decided that is something that we could really do a better job at. Not that we don't have successful startups. If you look historically, we have some incredible businesses that started here in Columbus. You look at Aflac and Thesis and W.C. Bradley. You look at recent years and you see some more incredible startups like PathTech and Omega Phi and Delta Data. There's a lot of successes here. But we realized that these were self-made successes. We aren't supporting them in the way that we could, and we could do a better job. So we have been around for a couple of years. And one of the things we're trying to figure out is, what is the Columbus market as far as startups are going? We want to see, and this is kind of part of the business plan for any business, is you find out who your customer is. And we're really trying to find out who our customer is. Columbus has amazing people and has some amazing things going on. And we have amazing things coming up in the near future with Mercer Medical School coming here, with all the great things going on for Benning. We have a lot of knowledge and expertise that is here in the community. How can we expand on their knowledge and their expertise to create startup businesses? There's so many pieces to it. And one of the things that we are looking to do, while we're not at the level of Georgia Tech yet, we want to create what's called entrepreneurship programs, where we're working with these big companies. Maybe it is Pratt & Whitney, maybe it's Aflac. How we're working with them with startups and building an entrepreneurial community within their larger company, to help foster some of these startups, give them resources beyond just our incubator and our phases, and what can they do beyond the stage of growth in their business.
And, you know, something that's unique about Columbus as well, Ben, is that we are a majority-minority city. And there are a lot of young, energetic, passionate, driven, steadfast minority individuals here that want to engage in the business arena. I'm sure, I mean, I know you to be a phenomenal guy, but do you have resources that will help a minority business startup or help point them in the direction of, you know, things like business loans or grants that may be advantageous to them just based upon, you know, their race, you know, and the historical data of minority businesses having a difficult time getting started and getting the financial support that they needed. Do you guys have the capacity to help them look for those resources?
Absolutely. So strategically, we have not created a specific resource for that. However, I have made sure to partner with mentors, community leaders, and successful entrepreneurs that are minorities that have been through some of these stages. That way I can connect someone one-on-one with a leader in our community that has been there, that has done that, that has been able to say, this is what you have to do. Now, we think our resources that we do offer are able to help foster some of that, creating a business plan for yourself through our CoStars program, getting a year and a half of experience in the incubator at a very low cost so you don't have burdens, creating that business story for yourself, and then connecting them with these mentors and even potential investors in our community to get them to the next step. We do strive really hard to be very diverse in who we are accepting into our program, and we have done a good job. We have a cohort that's starting next week that is 80% minority. So 80% minority-owned businesses are going to be going through our cohort, which is exciting to see that we are able to be a leader in that aspect. And when you look at the region, leading in some of these efforts and abilities.
Well, that is just awesome. And I think you're in the perfect place with that approach to things, because we have seen Dr. Mark Wood and his chief of staff over there at Columbus State, Dr. Ron Williams, they have been working extremely hard in the community to embrace diversity at Columbus State. As a matter of fact, I've participated in several panel discussions over there about making sure that the minority population on the campus is fully served. And I think it makes Columbus a much stronger place when we all embrace our strengths and make sure that everyone have the opportunity to be successful. It's certainly going to make us a lot stronger, because if we're totally honest here today, we are seeing a big talent drain here in Columbus. Unfortunately, a lot of our young people are leaving and going to college, and they're not coming back here. And people that move here, they see some of the opportunities we have available, and many of them feel oftentimes that the opportunities are not that great, and they end up leaving. I've lost so many young professional friends that have moved away, not just to Atlanta, but they've moved to places like Birmingham and Charlotte and Tallahassee and Orlando, you know, to seek greater opportunities to be successful. So we have an amazing chance and opportunity to really tap into something here, because even with the current trends, Columbus is still the big regional hub here for West Georgia and East Alabama. And so as long as we have that status, we have the opportunity to explore greatness. Now, Ben, that brings up another good question. Are these services provided to individuals in East Alabama as well?
Yes, absolutely. So we serve the greater Columbus area. And larger, if somebody is able to be at a virtual event or whatever, we will welcome people in East Alabama, South Georgia, whatever it may be, we will serve them. I've worked with someone from Tallahassee, actually, within our space when we were doing a consultation session. So, absolutely, we want to reach out to as many people that will be go through our programming. And you know, to talk about a couple of points that you made, these young future leaders, yes, they are leaving, and I think that talks to how well we prepare individuals for the work world and the career world. And one of the pieces I think we've lacked on in entrepreneurship is how do we sh- show people that entrepreneurship and creating your own business is an option. So instead of taking all this talent elsewhere that you've gained and learned here, how do you keep it here and either create a business for yourself and be your own employer, or create a business and be an employer for other people that are this talented? And again, as you mentioned to Dr. Williams, Dr. Ron Williams, he is a good friend of mine that I work with a lot and try to stay very connected. He stays very engaged in the things that Startup Columbus is doing and how do we get these students in this mindset of entrepreneurship as well. You know, I think it doesn't start at college. I think we need to start focusing on younger kids and how we teach them to be entrepreneurial and create problem-solving skills at a very early age. And that will really help retain some of that talent here locally in West Georgia and East Alabama. Just kind of getting them in that mindset of entrepreneurship and small businesses is an option as well.
Absolutely. Well, Ben, next time you see Dr. Ron Williams, you tell him that you did an interview with his frat brother, Teddy Reese. And I'm sure he's going to find that pretty interesting.
I got an email from him now, so when I respond, I'll
tell him. Well, Ben, this has been an amazing conversation, my friend. And I'm so glad that you have brought this resource here. You know, as you know, I'm an attorney by profession now, but my bachelor's degree is in computer science. And I also have a master black belt in Lean Six Sigma. So, you know, talk about businesses and production and opportunities is something that you know, I just love that area because some of the country's best creativity came from minds, you know, someone just sitting down on a couch or at a table one day and just having a novel idea. You know, many of the billionaires of the world today either started in their garage or their dorm room or somewhere of that nature, but it started with that idea. So there are billion-dollar ideas out there right now just floating around in people's heads, and they need to know how to get them out, and we're trying to help people get those out here in Columbus, Georgia. Ben, can you give us a website or a telephone number just in case anyone wants to look things up and reach out? What's your contact information?
Absolutely. So you can reach us. The website we have is StartupColga, and that's C-O-L-G-A, as in Columbus, Georgia, StartupColga.com. You can also reach us by email at info@StartupColga.com or by phone, 706-604-6122. And, you know, one of the things I want to add on that I haven't had the opportunity to say about is, you know, this is an organization that is a community effort. I've mentioned that Columbus State University is one of our partners, but a few of our other partners as well, the Greater Columbus Georgia Chamber of Commerce, Columbus 2025, and the Community Foundation of the Chattahoochee Valley have all been incredible supporters and partners in this effort, and none of this work would be done without all of them playing their part. So we are so appreciative of all the things that they're doing.
Absolutely. Betsy Covington, she's always on it over there, my friend. I mean, she is just so phenomenal. And I appreciate all that she does for the city, especially introducing us to On the Table Chat. I mean, before COVID, that was just a phenomenal thing for the city. Folks sat down and had conversations that had never thought about that before. But just in case you didn't have your pen and paper, let me give you that contact information again for Startup Columbus. The website is www.startupcolga.com. So that's www.startupcolga.com. And the contact number is 706-604-6122. So all my entrepreneurs out there that's been thinking about starting that business, this is a message for you. Consider this divine intervention that you're hearing this radio program, because that may be the business that lifts you up and allow you to be on vacation 6 out of the 12 months of the year. That's the lifestyle that you want to live. So Ben, I want to thank you again, my friend, for joining us on Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. You're always welcome. When COVID lifts, I'm going to come by and tour your facility so I can talk about it a little bit more. But I'm glad we have this resource here, and I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Okay.
Thank you, Teddy. I appreciate everything. I thank you for the time. And anybody that would like a tour, feel free to reach out to me, and we'll plan a COVID-appropriate tour of the space.
Absolutely. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you so much for listening. This show here was geared for our soon-to-be business owners, our current business owner that need that just that little bit of help to get them on over the edge. Well, we have the resources for you right here in Columbus, Georgia. Startup Columbus at startupcolumbia.com. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you for listening.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.